Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, Mindset Elevation Coach, Intentional Living Guide, and publisher of the beloved Aspire magazine. She has been inspiring women to live deeper, more authentic, and aligned lives since 2006. And yes, 17 years later, the subscription is still free. It's my service project to the world, and you can get your free subscription and dozens of transformational gifts from our supporters at subscribe2aspire.com. You know, if you've been following me a while, you know I believe deeply in the power of story. You may know I'm the publisher at Inspired Living Publishing, and we have published 20, soon to be 20, inspirational books of women's stories. Why? Because I believe that when women share their sacred truth through storytelling, they feel seen, they feel heard, they feel elevated, and in the sharing of story, their truth is rippling out to other women to support them in owning their story. So this amazing woman crossed my path, came into my circle, came into my heart, and I just had to have her here. Her name's Sharon Catherine D'Agostino. She's an advocate for the empowerment of women and girls. Can you see why I love her? And for the human rights of all. Sharon is the founder of the story sharing platform, sayitforward.org, co-host of the Power of Stories podcast with Yodit Kifley-Smith, and host of monthly online women's circles. She believes deeply in the power of love, compassion, and gratitude in shaping a kinder, gentler, more compassionate world for all. Sharon, I am so grateful you're here with me today. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. I am thrilled and grateful to be talking with you today.
Well, one of the questions I always start with, especially when it's a mission-driven woman like you, where your mission is so led from your heart, why don't we go back to what led you to launch sayitforward.org? What was the inspiration, the catalyst that led to this beautiful birth?
I am quite certain that there were many, many experiences and situations over the course of my life that built my resolve to ensure, or at least help ensure, that women's voices were heard, because so often they were not. And so I think it was a process of yearning to do more to ensure that women were heard. And then one afternoon, literally, it all coalesced, and I had this idea that I could launch a safe online storytelling platform and open it up so that any woman, any girl, anywhere, in any language, could share one or more of her stories of empowerment. And so once I had that thought, I started to reach out to people who I thought could help me get the site built and launched, and help at least communicate that this is what we were trying to do. And so sayitforward.org was born.
It's so powerful because when we first met and I went there, what I love about it is women can share whatever their truth is. There is no guidelines, processes, boxes they have to fit into. They can just post on the page and you publish it.
Yes. And also, they do not have to share their name. So they can share their story anonymously, because for some women, they want their story to be out in the world. But for many, many reasons, including safety and confidentiality, they may not want their name associated with it. And so that is totally acceptable. There really, as you said, there are very, very few rules. And the other thing that I think is really important to stress is that no one can comment on the stories. So if a woman or girl shares one or more of her stories, the story is not rated. There's not a counter to see how many times it's been read or shared. There's no like or, you know, thumbs up or thumbs down. It is a story that is there for others to read. But the storyteller remains as safe as we can make her on an online space.
And I love that, because one of the deepest fears, and as you know, I've been publishing women's stories since 2013. And one of the things is a lot of women, all of us, I believe, when it comes to sharing our deepest truths, we are worried about judgment, acceptance, and of course, in many cases, safety. And what I love about sayitforward.org is these women share, there is no judgment. They can print their, publish their pure truth, because you created that safe container without anyone being able to comment and make judgments or whatever it may be. I've read some painful stories on there, powerful stories, transformational stories. They're all so powerful. And I just love the container that you've given them, because you know I'm about safe space, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what I notice is there are women from 50, 60, 70 countries and growing, right? That is extraordinary.
Yes, it's exciting, because it, I think, points to the fact that the desire to share our story and to share our truth is universal. And yes, as of yesterday, the day before this recording, there were over 1,300 stories from women and girls in 80 countries. I also would say that there are also some stories that are shared by others, by either those who don't identify their gender, or sometimes men and boys who do say, I'm here and I want to share my story. And as long as their story is one of their stories of empowerment or of overcoming fear, then of course we share that too, because everyone's story can inspire others.
That's congratulations that dream that you had in your heart is rippling out across 80 countries. 1,300 women have been heard. 1,300 stories have been shared. That's powerful. And remind me, what year did you found this?
The site is now 6 years old. And we had we'll call it a soft launch we learned about the easiest way for women to be able to share their stories and the easiest way for us to upload them. So the first year was a test drive. And then we started getting the invitation out much more broadly for women to share.
Well, it's working, my friend. And then you also have the Power Stories podcast. I was honored to be a guest. Tell us about that. What's your mission for that? Is it to bring awareness to your mission-driven project, sayitforward.org?
It's the Power of Stories podcast is, it seems to me, a logical extension of sayitforward.org. It's another way for women to tell their stories. And my dear friend Yodik Clay Smith, who you mentioned in the introduction, the podcast was actually her idea. She said, why don't we do this? with Yodik's really wonderful enthusiasm. And so we started an exploration of what that actually meant and what that would entail. And it's been really exciting. We have now uploaded 65 episodes, and thank you for sharing your stories. It's another way for women to share their stories. Some women are not that comfortable speaking their stories. We hear that a lot, and you may hear that too. There is a belief among some women that if they write their story, they can edit it, they can get it exactly the way they want before they put it out in the world. And so we honor that need that some women have. But the podcast is just a different approach. It's very relaxed and conversational, like your recordings are. And also they're short. They're 15 to 20 minutes long, so the listener can get a flavor of stories of women from around the world while they're doing an errand or something that doesn't take very much time.
I love that. It's like a wisdom sound bites, right? We can listen to, because, you know, we all have busy lives, but we all need this inspiration and wisdom. And Shima, we're going to take a break, our first break. When we come back, I'd love to hear some of the common themes in the stories that women and girls choose to tell.
Okay.
We'll be back in a moment, my friends. You're listening to Inspired Conversations, and I'm with Shaman Catherine D'Agostino. Please visit her at sayitforward.org. We'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach, Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, my friends. Thanks for circling up with me and my special guest, Shaman Catherine D'Agostino of sayitforward.org. So what are some of the common themes that you've noticed in the stories that women and girls around the world are choosing to share?
Well, the most common theme, and I have to say that it was a bit surprising to me, although as I think about it, it probably would have been an obvious one to other women, but it wasn't to me. And that is that Most of the women and girls who share their stories mention the fact that they are doing it so that other women and girls will not feel alone. And it's such a beautiful sentiment. So their motivation is, I felt alone when I was going through this, and I don't want you to feel alone if you're going through something like this. So it's the recognition that a lot of our experience as women, regardless of where we are, a lot of the experiences that we have are shared experiences. And of course, we experience them in different ways and in different family structures and community structures, but there are a lot of similarities. And then of course, the other themes that we see across these stories are themes of determination and of courage and of connecting with inner strength, which is something that you talk about a lot, Linda, that the strength is there, the wisdom is there inside us. And so often women and girls mention finding that inner strength to overcome their fear.
Yeah. And, you know, when I hear stories like the words courage, perseverance, wisdom, it's like, even though the story itself may be different, women who read other women's stories, the emotions, the struggle is the same. We've all had it in the human experience, right? So I think that's why women's stories really are resonating with each other at sayitforward.org. They can see themselves and feel what that woman is going through.
Yes, I believe that that's true. And I also believe that there is the experience of being a woman and of living in families or communities or countries where our voices are not always heard and our opinions are not always valued. And so the fact that someone has shared her story, shared how she has overcome fear or self-limiting beliefs or a situation that seemed impossible, there's the respect, I think, and the gratitude. I know I respect every storyteller, and I am grateful that she had the courage to share her story, even if she shared it anonymously.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you said that, because there's so many families, communities, customs where women can't speak the truth. They're not even valued as a woman. And where you're reaching over 80 countries, some of those countries, they don't have a voice. And you're giving them a place to be heard. I think that's so sacred.
Thank you. It's an honor to be able to have this space and provide this space for all of us.
Yeah, I think it's so critical, especially because I know this isn't just women, it's also girls, right? Young girls. So you're reaching them at an age and giving them a chance to share their story and voice so they don't carry whatever this weight is into adulthood. So was it always for women and girls? Did it transition as you saw more and more interest? Or was that always your mission?
It was always for women and girls. When it was launched for women and girls. And we put some rules in place. So if someone who shares her story is younger than 18, then we will not post her last name or her where she lives. Sometimes girls will mention their school or the town or city where they live. But that's all clearly mapped out on the website, so they know that. But privacy and protection, especially for girls, is of utmost concern, and so we're super careful there.
Oh, I think that's beautiful. But What a gift to give young girls the place to be heard, the place to feel seen. So I think that's beautiful. Even if it's anonymous, the energy and intent is still there.
And it also is a reminder, I hope, to girls that what they have to say matters, and we want to hear what they have to say. And they don't have to be adults in order to have opinions that are important, because what they think as girls is part of what forms the women that they will become. And it helps helps remind me and others that these are concerns that they're having right now.
Yes. And what's your vision? I know you have a vision for sayitforward.org. Do you see even more expansion? Do you see partnerships? What do you envision?
To keep going, to find new ways to reach women and girls and let them know that their stories matter, to collaborate with organizations that are all about the empowerment, whether it is economic empowerment or personal empowerment of women and girls. We don't have any sponsors on the site. There's no marketing on the site, because these are ways I believe that we can remind women that anything they have to say, they can say. So we don't have limitations of a sponsor saying, well, you know, these are some topics we really wouldn't want to see on the site. In terms of collaborations, we often will collaborate with an organization that also focuses on amplifying the voices of women and girls. And we will provide the sometimes training for storytelling. And then, of course, the platform where women and girls can share their stories, but in their own words. So we do not collaborate with organizations that retell the stories of women and girls. That is important communication, but that is not where we stand. We stand in a place that women and girls are capable of telling their own story in their own voice, with their own words, without being edited.
Ooh, that's beautiful. It's a beautiful intent. And I'm just holding this vision with you, my friend. I can see this growing and expanding.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And one of the things you also do is women's circles. So how did that come to be? And talk about them a little bit.
I didn't actually start out with an intention of launching women's circles. What I did had for a number of years was occasionally invite a small group of women that I knew, sometimes women who didn't know each other, and I just thought knowing each other would be important for them, that they would feel more encouraged and loved if their circle of women grew. And so two things happened when I started doing this, inviting groups of women to my home. The first is that invariably over the course of the evening, they would start rearranging my not that big living room, and so that the chairs were all facing each other and we were in a circle. It happened every time, Linda. And the second thing that happened is that the next time I would send out an invitation, women could say, could I bring one of my friends? And so eventually the group got to be too big for my space. And then over 10 years ago, I started hosting women's circles in a space, a couple of different spaces in my community. And I changed the format. So I decided, you know, this could be time for women for self-discovery and self-exploration, not really sharing their insights, but just getting this time to focus on themselves. And I started doing that and coming up with writing prompts to help them with that self-discovery, and with a goal always of self-respect and self-love, because I believe that this is a something that often women do not focus enough on, is all the reasons they should love themselves and be compassionate with themselves. And then in 2020, in the spring of 2020, where we could no longer do this in person, then I moved to a virtual space and I started hosting the women's circles online. I now host 2 a month. The theme changes every month. Women from anywhere can join. And it's not a sharing circle. So it's really an hour for the women who join to focus on themselves.
I love this. And I love, because the energy, a sharing circle is just as powerful, but I love the energy and intent that you hold. Like, it's inviting women to give themselves the gift of self-discovery. Like, come on in, you're in a safe space. Let's do the work together. And you know me, I'm a big supporter of journaling prompts. So they sound so beautiful. We are going to take our next break, Shan. When we come back, I want to dive a little more into the power of women's circles, because there's so much power and wisdom to be found. And we'll be back in a moment, my friends. I'm with Sharon Catherine Agostino of sayitforward.org. Please visit, read these women and girls' stories, lift them up, empower them. Just by you reading them creates this ripple of energy around them in their story. So we'll be back in a moment, my friends.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
You don't have to identify as a creative to reap the benefits of a daily creativity practice. Even 15 minutes a day offers a wealth of benefits to your emotional, physical, social, and spiritual well-being. As a natural-born teacher and facilitator, Cindy Winsell consciously merges her 35 years as an educator with her in-depth training as a certified creative depth coach, certified Zen Tangle teacher, soul collage facilitator, journey circles facilitator, and moon circles guide, to empathically and joyfully guide women to tap into their creativity through expressive arts as tools for healing and transformation. Cindy works with women ready to step into creative exploration as a tool for healing. Together, you will develop your own exciting insights and approaches that will help you awaken to possibility. Visit cindywinsell.com for creative classes and more.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. Welcome back. So we're talking right before the break, Sharon, you were talking about the women's circles. And are you still doing them virtual?
I am. Yeah. I am, because now the shift is that women from any place can join. And so for each of the circles, and they vary in size depending on the topic, but there are women from multiple countries. And so it's a broader circle in that sense.
I love it because, you know, everything I do now is virtual. I used to produce women's events back in 2006 through 2009. Mm-hmm. Now, like you said, the distance doesn't matter. We can gather. And it's so beautiful. So what is some, so is it an hour and they get journaling prompts and they're doing, they're actually doing the work while they're in the circle, correct?
Yes, it is an hour. It is, there's a different theme every month. They're all intended to help women connect with what they're really thinking and really feeling in a space where even virtually they are being supported by other women just because the other women are there. And what I encourage everyone to do in these is I encourage them to, when they're doing a response to one of the writing prompts that I have prepared, to practice unfiltered writing. So not to judge themselves about what they're about to write, but to really connect with their inner wisdom and whatever comes up for them to write it down or type it out, however they're doing this. And my experience for myself, and certainly that other women have shared, is that often we self-judge most of our thoughts. And sometimes when we're about to write something, something that we realize that we feel at a really deep level, we hesitate because either we don't want to admit that, or we think, what if somebody saw this? What if all of these what ifs? And then the thought leaves us. And I believe that every single woman, every single human, since we're talking about women here, she's so wise and she knows so many things about herself if she gives herself permission to let go of judgment and to let whatever comes into her awareness make its way out so she can explore that. Either in the circle or the next day or the next month or the next year.
I love this. I love that. I think all women need a supportive place to go. And is there a button or a link on the website for women to learn more? Is it right on sayitforward.org on the homepage? Just let us know.
So about 5 years before I launched sayitforward.org, I launched a different website called awakeningyourtrueself.com. And I launched that because at the time I was launching the women's circles, and also because I was focused on the fact that women have so many roles in their lives and they're so focused on all of those roles and their responsibilities to others that they are not that focused on themselves. And so awakeningyourtrueself.com is a smaller website, but an older website. I blog on that site occasionally, and the information about the women's circles is always there, and a way to sign up for them if someone wants to join.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, because there may be women in my audience who are interested in circling up, because I love the intention you hold for your circles. And I believe many of my listeners may too, because for me, it's all about intent, right? So what you shared just really spoke to my heart. So thank you. And, you know, I'm curious. So, like, what gives you hope for women, for girls, for the world after being on this journey?
Well, I am and have been, I think, for as far back as I can remember, I'm an optimist. And I've done a lot of thinking about hope, because a lot of us describe love, the importance of love, the importance of unconditional love. And I believe that love and hope are very closely related. And I believe that we choose hope and that we can choose unconditional hope just as we can choose unconditional love. And so I find hope every day, and sometimes I have to look for it within myself, or when I am out in the world and I am exposed to some of the fear and the things that we label as, however we label them, as less than love, is how I would label them, to not get caught up in that. So I am very hopeful by nature and by choice. I am hopeful that women and girls will continue to speak their truth, will continue to find strength in themselves and in the global sisterhood. And I also believe that when we do this, when we do speak up and speak out on behalf of ourselves and others, we are doing it in a very inclusive way. So the rights of everyone on the planet are honored, and we are not hopeful for us and then expecting that what we're working for that lifts us pushes anyone else down. It pushes us all up, helps us all be hopeful, or that is my belief, and that is how I live my life. And even in times like this that are challenging for a lot of people on the planet, I believe we can always choose hope, just as we can always choose love.
What a powerful message. Like you, I'm an optimist. I don't think I was in my younger years, but I choose to see the light. I choose to see love. And even in dark times, when we all go through them personally in our lives, whatever that may be, I've discovered that even in dark times, the love is still there, the light is still there.
Yeah.
What we choose to focus on, you know, the fear, the drama, the story, is what kind of pulls us back from the light and the love. So like you, I consciously choose to keep focusing on hope, on love, on positive, on seeing the good in the world. I look for the good in the world. I look for the good in people. It's very easy to look for the not so good in people, right? That's the form of judgment in all this. I just focus on the love.
Well, and you do through all of your publications, right? All of your publications to me seem to be focused on love and hope and encouragement and uplifting those who read the stories, read the blog posts. And there are more and more and more people who are committed, I believe, to sharing love and sharing hope. And I'm very happy and grateful to be one of them.
Oh, I'm so happy and grateful that you are too, here with me on the show, in the upcoming Life Shifts book that will come out in November. I'm such an honor to share your story. And there's something too, you know, sometimes they say that your mess is your message. I created Aspire magazine. She'll start her 18th year in February, because what I was yearning for as a woman, right? I didn't know publishing. I didn't have any experience. I was a high school dropout, runaway welfare mom. I had started a retail business that I had just closed after a decade, but publishing, all this was so new. I had this deep desire that I wanted to create a magazine that spoke to women, not at them. And in 17 years, you have never seen articles in Aspire like, do 10 leg lifts to reduce cellulite. No. I want women to live from the inside out. I want women, everything that you shared today is what's important to me. I want them to see their own inner wisdom, to go within, to discover all the gifts that are already within them. And that is what fueled the desire, kind of like your vision for sayitforward.org. You didn't know how it would happen. You didn't know how it would come together, but you knew what was in your heart. And I so get that, because Aspire was, let me just take the next right step. Let me take the next right step. And the synchronicities, the love that flowed forward as I birthed her into the world. She was initially a print. So thank you for witnessing that, because I'm all about, I tell everyone, if you want to know what Aspire is, it's an inspirational personal development magazine that spreads love, feminine wisdom, and self-empowerment. It is always love-filled, intentional. That's so important to me, because I was the woman that you were just describing a moment ago, who forgot who she was, who felt alone in the world, who didn't know how to access her own gifts. I lived that way for 35 years, so I wanted to create something, as you did, that nurtured a part of myself, but was also my gift. Listen, we haven't charged for it in 17 years. It's still free. It's my soul project to the world, as is yours is a soul project to the world.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just see that. I see the intent and the passion and what you bring into it. And we're going to take a final break and come back for the last segment, ladies. In the meantime, I want you to go to sayitforward.org, learn more about Sharon and the organization's mission and message. And of course, read those stories. Read the stories, my friends. We'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Do you wake up every day feeling passionately aligned with your goals and dreams? If not, you could be experiencing some emotional or energetic blocks. Cynthia Medina, certified transformational life and health coach and energy practitioner, has been dedicated to the emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being of women for over 20 years. She combines her intuitive knowledge and in-depth training in Ayurveda, naturopathy, meditation, NLP, Reiki, hypnosis, and more to support women to break through emotional and energetic blocks to healing and success. Cynthia is passionate about working with women ready to elevate their self-worth, self-esteem, energy, and health, and who are interested in learning how to create an optimal life and relationships by incorporating key strategies and mindfulness into their day. Visit CoachCynthiaMedina.com for supportive resources.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. Thanks for circling up with me and my special guest today, Sharon Catherine DiAgostino of sayitforward.org. So, you know, what's funny is, isn't it funny that when we're led from love, we'll tie that back up of what we were just talking about, magical things unfold. Because everything, I only had the vision to create this little magazine that was local and regional, print magazine, to touch women's lives. You had the vision and you started and like, let's get help to get this website up. And look at the ripple when we pour love and intention into something. Do you feel that too in the creation of sayitforward.org? Like people came to love and support and nurture it because of your love and intention?
That is a beautiful way of describing what happened. So thank you for describing it that way. I do feel that every single woman, every single girl, every single person who has shared a story is in their way supporting what sayitforward.org is all about. Because by showing up and saying, I want to tell my story, I want my story to be read, I want my story to be heard, they are saying, this matters. And so I feel encouraged every time a new story appears. And I also feel grateful because I learn so much. I learn from every single story that I read, whether it is 3 sentences long or 3 pages long. I always learn something about humanity and about the way that we experience life and the world around us. And so I feel incredibly grateful to those who share their stories.
It's like I see you as a space holder, right? And I love that you said that, because again, we'll circle back to the beginning of the conversation. There's no parameters. Some of the stories I've read are just a paragraph. Mm-hmm. Some are more in depth. It's whatever they need to get the story told. So you don't set parameters for that either.
No, very few rules. And those are really, the rules are really about safety. So that they're important.
Yeah, like giving them the choice to do anonymous, not say where they're from, etc.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's so powerful of a gift that you give them, to know that they're safe, that if they want to be anonymous, they can still put their truth out with holding nothing back, because there is no judgment, as we talked about at the beginning. They're in a safe container. They don't have to worry, especially if there's a person in their life that is part of that story that causes them harm. Mm-hmm. I just keep hearing the word safe container. and so what are some of, we have a few minutes left. What are some of the stories, and I know it must be hard, it's like choosing a baby, right? That have had the most impact on you, not as the leader of sayitforward.org, but as a woman?
I believe that some of the stories that have had a huge impact on me personally are stories about the need to end a friendship. And I say that because I believe that friendships are sacred, and sometimes they're not always in our highest good, and we need to end a friendship. And so those stories resonate with me, because like most women that I know, I've had that experience of having to leave a friendship. And it takes a long time for that to heal.
Yes, it does, my friend. You're right. I've been there too, so I know the depth of that pain. And sometimes we have to end relationships with those in our inner family, right?
Yes.
And I've been there too. And you're right, that is, it's a painful experience, but I always feel when we read another woman's story, we're like, okay, we're not alone. It's like this human connection of feelings in spirit when I read another woman's story about the same thing. Is that how you feel as you're reading through the stories related to ending a friendship? You feel
yes. Yes, and sometimes I smile and I think, that is a great way to describe how that felt.
Yeah, because sometimes we can't find words for what we experience. And then when you see someone else's words, it resonates as truth to your soul.
Yes, yes.
It's such a ripple effect of what you've created at sayitforward.org. I can only see the ripple getting bigger and bigger in our next conversation a year from now. There'll be even more countries. There'll be even more stories. And I am curious, do some women come back and share again?
Oh, yes.
It's like their place, right? It's their safe place.
Yes. And sometimes even a woman who has shared her story anonymously shares another story anonymously, but references that she's already shared once. So we don't know who she is, but we know she's been there. And then some women who identify themselves have come back several times to share new aspects of their stories, because we have an unlimited number of stories. Our life is many stories, many days for every day of our life. So the possibilities are endless for the stories that women and girls can choose to share.
Yes, you're right. Each of us could write chapters upon chapters. Right, because it's part of the human experience. So that's why I just see this sayitforward.org as that safe space to give women. And the fact that they come back after to write another aspect of their life journey and their story, it says right there, oh, I felt safe. Plus, I believe they personally and spiritually got something out of expressing their story. They felt the internal shift within them, and that brings them back too.
And sometimes at the beginning or at the end of a story, someone will write, this is the first time I've told anyone this story, this is the first time I've been able to share this, but I really wanted to get it out and on a screen somewhere. And those are often ones that are shared anonymously. And I have such respect, because when one has written that, then we know that it has required courage to release that story to the world.
Yeah, when I was reading through some of them, I saw quite a few. I can't believe I'm doing this. I've never told a soul, that kind of language. But that tells me, again, this sacred space, the intent you held in the vision of when you were creating it, that's what they're feeling, Sharon. They're feeling the essence of you. They're feeling the essence of the love and intention you poured into this. And I just want to mirror that back to you for a moment.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's I could feel it. That's the moment we met. You and I had an instant connection. I'm so grateful that, one, I was on your podcast, The Power of Stories, because it's so important and personal to me. So I felt so honored to be your guest. And I was like, girl, you're coming on my show, because we need more women to know about sayitforward.org. So thank you for joining me today. I'm so honored, and I know we're going to stay connected. And I want to invite everyone again, please go to sayitforward.org. And Sharon, say the other website again for the women's circles.
AwakeningYourTrueSelf.com.
And ladies, please check out both websites. And thank you again, Sharon.
I am deeply, deeply grateful to you, Linda, for the invitation to be here and for the conversation. And most of all, for everything that you do to help and encourage women to believe in themselves. Thank you so much.
I receive that, my friend. Thank you. And until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, and choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.